Hello, my name is Shemi Gent. We are joined today by Sky Guy, Kara, and Thomas.
My ass is ready.
It always is.
Okay, I lied. It's not ready now.
Oh, okay.
It got savagely unready in an instant.
I want to keep playing, but you fuckers are like, no. Sky Guy's all like, no, after this chapter, you should stop playing. And I'm on the last chapter, and I'm on like,
Yes, but you can pick it up later.
We're doing a podcast.
You don't understand.
We do.
I do understand. You idiot. I understand more than anybody else because I bought you that game. Hello. I bought him The Walking Dead, and now he doesn't want to stop playing it because he's a baby.
He has a lot of feels later.
He has feels looking out of his dick. He needs to stop right now.
So, we have questions, don't we?
Do we?
I don't know. Why don't you check your fucking document folder and see if we have them there? That's where I gave them to you.
What?
I'm
assuming you wrote them down in a Word document and put them in your documents folder.
Wasn't it in your phone?
I told you my phone was gonna die, you shit fuck.
You were gonna charge it.
I said I'm far away from it. Well, it's okay. I remember the questions were, okay?
Girls, good. Stop fighting.
We're both pretty.
Number one question is, if you could eat any type of sandwich, what type of sandwich would it be?
Is it the sandwich that it would I want be right now?
Am I supposed to take that sexually?
It would be a Subway sandwich.
A fucking Firehouse Sub sandwich.
My sandwich would have chicken tenders and macaroni and cheese in it.
You're faggot.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that sounds pretty good.
Not my fault you pick faggot sandwiches.
Even though I just had a peanut butter and jelly, I'd have another peanut butter and jelly.
Don't you? With macaroni and cheese in it?
No, oh my god.
With chicken tenders in it?
Shut up, macaroni and cheese sounds really fucking good right now.
Go shut the fuck up, you fucker.
Babe, I'm gonna make you mac and cheese when you come over again.
Macaroni and cheese sounds pretty good.
I'll buy mac and cheese and chicken tenders when you come over.
Yay. And then you just like, get like a big loaf of like French bread, okay? Cut it in half. Cook like one box of mac and cheese and just like scoop the whole shit out and just like spread it on the inside of the loaf.
And then get chicken fingers.
Okay, but first before you do that, okay, look at take the thing, right, you know, and then split it in half, put it on an oven tray, cut with butter, put it in the oven, get it nice and toasted, and then pull it out and do the chicken tenders.
And do the Harlem Shake.
And macaroni and cheese.
You do the Harlem Shake.
Wait, Thomas.
Do the chicken tenders, macaroni and cheese, and then you make sandwiches.
What do you think of
garlic
bread?
I love the garlicist bread.
It makes you fat.
What if we had, like, well, who cares? Everything makes you fat.
You make me fat, Kara.
Even cancer.
You Shut make up. Me feel
like there was
so
this one thing.
Emotional.
Fine, I won't say it because you guys are butts.
No, say it, hon. I just wanted to be a part of the group.
He wanted to make his own group for about 4 seconds, and then just be the fucking emperor of that group.
And now I have,
that group has now long disbanded. So go ahead.
I have cat butt on my head now.
Okay, so there was this, like, delicious thing they did at Panera. I don't think they do it anymore, but it was grilled cheese on garlic bread.
Oh,
fuck.
And it was
you
fucking...
You guys have Panera?
Yeah, we have Panera. What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
I live not too far from a Panera, too.
Yeah, I live, like, 20 minutes away from one.
This is, like,
not
a
even,
food...
15.
This is, like, the food cast now.
I live, like...
So sightseeing in Ottawa!
So maybe I would want a...
what are you...
grilled cheese that is made on garlic bread, because that sounds delicious right now.
Hey, kitty.
I'm gonna pet your pussy.
Meow.
Okay, here's the other question that I was gonna. That was a fake question that I made up. Here's the real question. What? I can't hear you. Anyways.
Not like it was important, anyways.
It was to me.
90% of the things that Tom says.
Exactly.
When what was I gonna say? Oh yes. Since the Ratchet and Clank movie is coming out, is there any other games that you would want to see made into movies?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, never.
Would be
if they
a movie
if,
that I would love to watch.
If they redesigned him,
I would see.
If they redesigned his like plot or whatever,
and redesigned his plot, they gave him like two eyes instead of the one eye thing.
For all you Brony right fans yeah. out there, it's plot is for butt. I'm gonna go kill myself.
I don't think he realizes that he just broke his mic doing that. Yep. Which is okay, because that means now he's out of the call.
I didn't break my mic.
Motherfucker. Shit.
Kitty,
only my mic
no,
is the one that does
Kitty,
that.
Stop. Kitty, no.
Tom, I'm you need to learn how to handle your pussy right now.
I'm trying to
put it's getting out of hand. Tom.
It's getting out of hand.
Tom, need to tighten the grip on that pussy.
Never.
Why you gotta handle that pussy so loosely?
Cause bitches like it when you smooth.
Oh my god.
Just take it from Tara.
What are you talking about?
Okay, a game that would probably be interesting as a movie?
Yes.
Guitar Hero the movie!
No, I was gonna say Journey would be pretty interesting.
Wait, what did you say to me?
Journey. I said
no, what did Tom say in mocking
like, Guitar Hero the movie?
Why do you think she doesn't know what video games are? This is like the year 2010. Everybody knows what, you know, this is like...
It's definitely 2010.
The 2010s. It's the 2010s. Everybody knows what video games are. Everybody has played a video game at least once.
My grandparents have never played a video game.
Oh my god.
I'm sure they have, they just don't realize they have yet.
How dare you fucking insult my grandparents.
Slots.
Like yes, if they've done a slot machine any time recently, they played a video game, because they're all on video. They're all video slots now.
That'll be attractive. Alright,
so
podcast.
you guys go next, because I'm actually trying to think of a good movie game series that should have a... nope, I got one. Okami. Okami would be a fucking beautiful movie.
Actually, can I change my answer?
Yeah, that sounds good.
I know it's already released in Japan, but the Animal Crossing movie, I would love to see that.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Okay, Shemi, when you
no,
go through
stop.
My podcast recording, you might want to delete that.
What?
Why?
I just burped.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you just totally ruined the whole podcast.
Podcast ended. We're done.
Burp. It's just not attractive when I do it.
It's not attractive when I do it, but I do it anyways.
It's not attractive when anyone does it, but we still do it.
I think I might have killed myself a little inside, though.
Why?
Every time I burp, I die a little.
Anyway, what are the other questions?
Oh, by the way, I was gonna say, because I didn't even answer.
Oh, the answer is well, shit.
You dick cheeses? BioShock.
BioShock would be a pretty good movie.
BioShock, but ooh! Oh, wait, just thought of it. DreamWorks animated Banjo-Kazooie movie. Thank you, good night, I'm here. Take all my money.
Disney animate 2D Disney animated Kingdom Hearts movie. Not any of the really bad ones. Just Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2.
What if they did like a mix of the 2D and 3D like they did with that Paper Man short?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
That would be fucking awesome! Imagine Sora is like 2D animated. Like, do you remember how the characters looked in that Paper Man short?
Yes.
They were like 2D animated on a 3D model or some shit like that. Imagine Sora looking like that. He wouldn't have like these flat like facial features anymore. He wouldn't look so fucking dead in the face.
Oh yeah, I was gonna make a joke about one game being a movie.
Make the joke.
Tom. Oh. Tom, I need your focus.
That's hard with someone with ADHD.
Focus energy.
Tom, we can't. We're in the middle of a fucking podcast. We can't watch that shit. Do you understand the concept of? Do you understand the concept of white on white?
No.
Okay.
I like podcasts. I like the concept. Never mind. I'm sorry.
You know what? Go ahead. Let's see.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, Bioshock. Yeah, they do have Grand Theft Auto. It's called Fast Furious.
Yep.
It's first Fast and Furious. The next one's just going to be called Foof. Because they keep it's Fast and Furious, and the next one's called Fast Furious. And the next one's just going to be called Foof.
There's like a sixth.
The next one's going to be like.
The next one's just going to be called.
The other one should be Meow.
Hey, do you want to see that movie come out next year? It's called.
Don't make Chevy laugh, Jesus Christ.
Chevy, oh. Chevy, Chevy, Chevy.
What? What?
Anyway. My God, Chevy, breathe, please.
I'm gonna think. I think we've already given it a try, but I would like to see, because I've seen it already in other things, a Pokemon movie, but without any of the original characters. Because there is kind of an open cinematic in Pokemon Black and White too.
Yeah.
Well, there's like not a cinematic on YouTube. There's like a trailer that they did for it, and it has like it's basically like an animated version of like the opening. Like all the way up to the like first gym. I forget. Yeah, it's like an anime version of it. It follows like the new protagonist, and it's actually looks decent.
Persona. It looks like it goes. Oh,
could you make a movie out of the Persona series?
Actually, I'd want to see a movie based off of a canon story from Persona 4 Arena. Because, like, that would make a pretty damn good movie.
How about just a original movie from Atlus called Persona that didn't have anything to do with anything? It just is just... Except for having Personas in it.
Like the Animatrix. It didn't have to do with anything.
Yeah. But if they could squeeze it in... Have enough time to squeeze in... Adolf Hitler holding the spear that pierced Jesus' side, then yeah, go right ahead. Because that was in Persona 2 Innocent Sin. You know Hitler is the final boss in Persona 2, right?
No.
Yeah.
I've never played any of the Persona games.
Yeah.
Aside from Arena.
Yeah, he has the spear that pierced Jesus' side.
Wow.
And yeah, Hitler has a persona.
What?
You're a bunch of... Yeah. It's pretty beautiful. Shooting ice balls at Hitler. It just doesn't get any better than that, I gotta tell you.
I've yet to play Persona.
If you want something more dungeon crawly, I think Persona 3 is more straightforward, and Persona 4 is really story heavy.
I'm not a huge fan of dungeon crawling, honestly.
Neither was I.
Open world stuff I'm fine with, but just dungeon crawling I hate.
Neither was I until Persona 3. I'm not a really fan of dungeon crawling. I'm a fan of... But Persona 3 does it right. I feel.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't want to be confined in just this one little, like, path.
Well, you're...
Off into, like, a million paths.
Well, you're not really. I mean, you're just trying to get to the top of the tower in 3. But, you know, each floor is randomly generated, and that's just where you fight. But, you know, that's not... You choose when you want to go, and the rest of the time you're in town freely going wherever you want to go, talking to whoever you want to go, whoever you want to do. There's freedom, just not out in the tower. Not in Tartarus. So I liked 3. 4 might be more to your liking. I think you should play 4 first, honestly.
Alright. Yeah, I tried getting into the Final Fantasy series. I couldn't. I just absolutely cannot.
It depends which one you pick.
I picked a lot of them. I just could not get into them.
Any, which ones have you played?
6, 7, I think 12, either 11 or 12,
ew.
13, and like 4, I want to say. I just could not get into them.
The only ones you have left are like 8, 9, which I think I like the, just a lot of the choices of like background and and a setting in 9.
Yeah.
Although it gets a little.
So, anyways, getting back on track, do you guys? What other questions do we have?
Yeah, I'm getting really quiet.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to argue here with shit. Anyways, okay, the movie question. Because my phone died and I don't have the questions on me right now. Okay, wait.
Charge it.
It'll take a while.
Alright, so I have a question. What is your favorite video game that you've played recently?
Bioshock Infinite.
Recently, it's either Infamous or Animal Crossing.
Okay, wait, which
fucking polar opposites there.
I know, but I'd still love both those games.
City. We'll just say for this sake, we'll just say it's City Folk.
Yeah, City Folk. Yeah.
When it's not actually City Folk.
City Folk was okay. Well, that was the first one I ever played.
City Folk was a good game.
It was the first one I ever played.
Hmm. Well, I played like all three that are currently out.
Yeah, same.
And I've pre-ordered New Leaf.
I don't have a 3DS, so sadly I can't.
I'm just gonna buy it when it comes out.
Well, since I started, like, since I re-plugged in my PS2, I'm playing, my Spyro game again. Not the first one, but Ripto's Rage.
Ripto's Rage.
It's actually a good one, so,
yeah.
I've never played a Spyro game.
I've played one. I've only played the first one.
Bad.
I
feel bad as a gamer.
You should. Wait,
you
Shemmy.
Should be bad.
Shemmy, please tell me you've played, like, Crash Bandicoot.
A little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Now the worst game you've played recently.
Wait, I didn't even get to say what my favorite game was.
Hurry up, faggot.
Favorite game?
It's still Okami. Oh, wait, no,
it doesn't even matter.
Oh, recently? I know you all are seeing this coming, but it's gotta be the Walking Dead game. Like,
What about Bioshock Infinite?
Oh, that's...
That had a fair amount of feels in it, too.
I was gonna say, you can't just base something off feels, though.
I'm not just basing it off feels, though. That's the thing. I'm basing it off of the fact that both stories are great, yes, but this
only
one
of those has gameplay.
Yes. Okay, fine. The best interactive that game that's not an interactive story, Bioshock Infinite. Boom. Okay, go.
Okay.
Boom.
Worst.
Okay, worst. Go.
I mean, I haven't played it recently, but there's just one game that I remember playing that was really awful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was like for the PlayStation 1, I thought I was going to be like, oh, this is really exciting because I really loved this movie, but then it sucked. What was it? Hang on. The Road to El Dorado video game.
What? That's an actual game?
Mm-hmm. I have it somewhere.
Yeah, usually...
The great
usually games based on video games are
games based on video games.
The Great Gatsby for the Great Gatsby for PS3.
Oh god, that would be horrible.
Run over the whore with a car.
Now that's gonna be a thing now.
Press X to adulter.
God.
Oh my god.
Aim for Gatsby's heart.
Press X to old sport.
Old sport!
Old sport. Old sport. Old sport.
Hey, old sport. Hey, old sport, want to take a swim in the pool before it closes?
It's funny because I don't know what you're talking about.
Jason!
Hey, old sport, want to stay up all night and look at the stars? I'm so lonely. Let me touch your cousin!
Alright, so...
Worst game that I've ever...
Who does anybody else have any other questions?
So, yeah, The Great Gatsby starring Leonardo DiCaprio, now in theaters, go see it. bring on the residuals. Oh yes.
League of Legends.
No.
It's a great game and you should all play it.
Shut the fuck up.
Riot. Give us Riot points.
We'll take your payment in Riot points. Thank you very much.
I need more skins. It's an addiction I can't fill and I'm having withdrawal.
Give me Thresh and we'll call it even.
Okay. That sounds good.
Oh, worst game that I've ever recently played? Fable 3.
Aren't
all the Fable games shit?
No. Fable 1 was supposed to be the best, apparently. I only played Fable 2. I thought it was pretty good, but people said it was meh. But they all say that Fable 3 is the worst. No.
I did not like Fable 3 at all.
Okay, your favorite video game of all time?
Fuck my life.
I'm gonna have to say either Minecraft or Sonic Adventure.
Minecraft.
Both 1 and 2. Because I can't really.
Why do you gotta be so mean? I didn't get that many games when I was younger because I got hand me downs from my brother.
That doesn't mean that. Oh my god.
I'm just saying.
That's how a lot of us got games.
They get hand me downs in my video
Thomas,
games.
Thomas. A lot of them were like sports games. You saw like the hand-me-downs.
One of them
like
was
NHL 99 and
that's
like
okay.
NBA
that's
99,
okay.
Golf, whatever it is. 99.
Who the fuck buys a golf game?
Hey. Who the fuck buys sports games?
Hey, the NHL games.
You
are
might as well go.
The
play
NHL
sports.
One is good. I would always play. I always play the Wings. But when I was younger.
Now, of course it's a good game. It's hockey. Hockey is a good game in and of itself. It doesn't have to be a video game.
But also, like, when I was younger, when I played the NBA 99 game, for some reason, I don't know why, I would never choose the Detroit Pistons. I would always choose the LA Lakers.
That's because purple, gold and purple.
Because fucking, Lakers
because of
are
fucking
OP.
Shaquille O'Neal. Fuck.
Everybody knows Detroit Pistons are OP.
Better nerf Aurelia.
This game is
black guys, don't they?
This game is broken.
But my least favorite game?
It's unbalanced.
Yes.
My least favorite game would have to be the Road to
Eldorado.
No, one.
It was your favorite, your most favorite game.
No, it wasn't.
Of all time.
It was my most favorite game. I thought it was anything else. Most favorite. Crash Bandicoot. Which one is that? Warped.
Okay, that's good.
Crash Bandicoot games are good.
What about you, either, Alex?
I said my all-time favorite.
No, we don't refer to each other as Alex. We refer to each other as Shimmy and Sky.
Alex.
Thomas. I will put my foot through your urethra if you don't stop. And I'll put that shit in sideways.
There's a urethra?
Oh, stop, Kara! Don't stop. or don't.
Well, this is taking a quick turn for the worst.
Are you sure about
that? Not the worst for me. Kara.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I don't want to kill Thomas by boner.
He'll look down and stab himself in the eye.
Alright. I guess I'll say one of my favorite games of all time is Okami. Fucking
of course.
What do you mean of course?
I'm just kidding, I've never played it.
it's bonerific. Like the game is just beautiful. The art style is nothing ever seen in video games before its time, and not even video games past its time. It's like Devil May Cry, but you're a wolf, and it's better.
Okay, I got to change my all-time favorite. Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay, I can accept that. That's a respectable choice. Okay, now
all-time favorite. It is perfect in every way.
I have to play that game.
I have a hard time choosing.
Sky Guy.
It's a cross between Persona 3 and League of Legends. Because Persona 3 has this fantastic story. And I would say Persona 4, except I haven't finished Persona 4 yet. And League of Legends, I cannot stop playing League of Legends.
Thanks to me.
I'm addicted to the game. And oh god, it's so good.
Yo. Oh no.
So yeah, that's it.
Also redheads.
What?
Redheads.
Wait, what about redheads?
Yeah.
What about redheads?
Just redheads. That's all you got.
I agree with redheads.
All has to be said.
Redheads are pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Well, turning into creeper.
No, he's getting all turning into creeper because there's a redhead in this call.
Yeah.
Call podcast.
Podcast call.
Pod call.
Yeah.
And he just gets overly excited.
By the way, fun fact, I'm playing Sonic 06 right now.
Why? Go kill yourself.
Oh yeah, there's a redhead in that game too.
He's actually following me right now. The two of them are following me. It's like the Sonic Heroes.
Like Knuckles? Oh god.
Did we have any other questions that we wanted to be answered?
All-time favorite song.
Oh, no. Oh, don't do that.
Nope, I'm done. I can't.
Chicken in China, the Chinese chicken. Yeah, the prawns chicken, James Stone's looking.
I'll be right back.
Files with the long stone. And I'm amazing. I hope my ass is still on. I have no idea.
I will end you.
I can't answer a favorite song. That's so... too many... Can we say, like, favorite song currently?
Okay, how about all-time least favorite song?
Oh, God. Anything by Justin Bieber.
I
will accept that answer.
She Drives Me Crazy by Fine Young Cannibals is my ultimate want to murder everything and set them on fire song. To anyone who knows what that is, I pity you. It's a way early 90s song, and it is the most annoying, I dare call it sound. It's just noise. So that's my all-time most hated song. I've hated it since I was like
all right, I'm five. Back.
So the question was, what is your least favorite song?
Yeah. Almost anything that's on the radio right now. Or is it a favorite song? Or is it a least favorite song by an artist that we like?
Of all time.
Just anything of all time.
Anything on the radio.
Would have been my answer. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, any modern stuff on the... No, not even elitist. A lot of the stuff on the radio... Fuck you, kitty. A lot of the stuff on the radio is just pretty bad. It's...
Yeah.
Like, pop shit...
Well, if you listen to the pop station, yeah.
Even if you don't.
It's all bland shit.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, I like Nirvana, but there's only so many times a person can listen to Smells Like Teen Spirit before it gets on their nerves.
They don't even play that here anymore. They play fucking, they can't play it when it's, you know, during the day, but during the day they play, fuck, I can't even remember the name of the song it was. In Bloom.
Heart-shaped box.
They play In Bloom or Heart-shaped box.
Ouch.
And when it's at nighttime, they play Rape Me.
Rape Me.
You remember the song Rape Me?
Yeah, no, I have.
Of course.
Like everybody remembers that song.
That's a fucking awesome song. I know it's a fucking name, but it's a great song.
Wait. Oh.
Was
it
the,
you triggered me,
Sky Guy.
You triggered me.
What was Heart-shaped box on? Two or three?
Two. Guitar Hero 2.
I think it was 2.
Yeah, it was on 2 before my Guitar Hero 2 fucked itself over.
Hey, say, you got the news today.
Because I used to try to play that song.
I don't remember the words to the song, oh no.
Alright, so...
It's funny, Sonic is... Okay, I'm jumping over this wall. Sonic is bigger than the wall. It's just the scale of it.
According to the scale of this game, with the cement wall that's surrounding this base, Sonic has to be, like, I want to say, like, 9 feet tall.
Really?
But then as you lower the camera, the scale of the wall extends, and it becomes, like, now you're 5 feet again.
All right, so what's next on the agenda, my good sir?
That really sucks to say, like, what's my favorite game, because, like, I love so many things in so many different genres. I just picked what I'm most passionate about at this moment, because I...
Why do you think I picked fucking Walking Dead instead of Bioshock Infinite?
Guys, do you want to see something adorable?
Like, Minecraft, I almost want to say that, too, because it's just... I have so many memories of Minecraft now, thanks to you guys and all the everything that we've done. Even back on my original server.
I remember that server at my old house that you blew up.
Your house with the random blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you always want to see something adorable?
Sure.
Hey, everyone listening to the podcast, do you want to see something adorable?
I'll link it. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, wait, we can't because it's a podcast.
Yeah, but I'm showing you guys because it's so cute.
Dick is only 8 inches tall.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
I want it.
I found a glitch! Oh my god!
Surprising?
Oh my god.
I don't think so.
Oh my god. Okay, so I just, I stood on top of a great box, and I just started doing the spin kick. I'm launching myself into space right now! Oh my god! I'm in space! It's just black!
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Standing tall on the wings of my... Oh, I'm dead now. Oh, wait, no, I'm falling down to the ground. Okay, and then I'm spinning around. You can see the map is slowly starting to bring itself back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that is so crazy. It's like Minecraft, but like it hasn't been fully rendered yet. See what happens when I hit the ground. Nothing, I'm perfectly fine!
Yeah.
It's because there's no fall damage in Sonic
games. That was fantastic! Oh my god, what is up with this game?
You just have to be very careful not to break the game. That's the only way to win it.
I jumped in the water and then Sonic drowned and then Knuckles and Tails went hi and like drowned it after me. The image right there was just hilarious. Anyways,
did you Vine it?
Shit.
Oh, that's that right. Guy. Look at this guy.
I have a Vine account where I do videos. They're not that funny.
Or are they?
But yeah, if you should go get the Vine app and follow the Sky Guy 777 and also follow Shemmy Jim.
Thank you for pronouncing that right. Fine.
That's Shemmy DJENT. That's how you pronounce that.
Yep.
The Buttoles.
That's how you spell that, I should say.
That's how you pronounce it. DJENT.
Shut up. Oh, man.
Okay.
I was going to say favorite new game, but I don't know.
I have a question.
What game would you remove from existence?
Sonic 06, Duke Nukem Forever, Aliens, Colonial Marines.
Only one.
Oh, Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah,
Duke
okay.
Duke Nukem Forever. Yep.
Call of Duty.
Oh, no.
Yeah, definitely Call of Duty.
I think
yeah.
I want to lean towards that.
No, say it.
Nope, Duke Nukem Forever.
I think I'll lean towards Call of Duty. I'm sure the Xbox One conference would have gone very differently if you had.
Wait, you've seen dogs in Call of Duty, but you've never seen them like this.
It's a deer.
We've fully rendered these dogs to make them look more realistic.
It's a baby deer.
No, it's a dick.
You're a dick.
I have a dick
kiss him on the lip.
Okay, I have a question.
Let's play a love game. Love game.
Let's play a fight game. If you want four, if you want change, if you win the game.
Hey, butt munches.
For the fight game.
Yes.
Let's all listen to Kara.
I have a question.
No,
I have an answer.
Fine, then you're not gonna be answering.
If Kara was a vitamin, she'd be keratin. Because that's an actual vitamin.
It is, and that's in carrots, I think.
She's keratin.
Anyways, what video game characters, or just in general, what characters are on your cosplay list? If you ever wanted to cosplay them.
Who wants a piece of the champ?
Mario.
Wow, that's a good one. You've already done Mario.
I don't care. He's still on my cosplay list.
He's so easy.
And also, what's his name?
Think.
Drebin from Metal Gear Solid 4.
Dragon?
Drebin.
Oh, Drebin.
Mine? Yeah. Oh, my dream?
Never played Metal Gear Solid 4. I will as soon as I get a PS3, thanks to Xbox One convincing me that I should buy a PS3. Alright. I would pick, I kind of want to cosplay as help me out, Tom. Who's the guy who's the just like a saxophone in Skullgirls?
Oh, Big Band?
Yeah, I want to cosplay as Big Band.
Dude, yes.
I'd get all the vaginas. And also, if I was skinnier, I'd cosplay as Roxas.
Oh, this is really hard for me.
Okay. Why not do that now?
Because I'm not... I'm fat as fucking house.
No, you're not.
I'm pretty fucking fat.
Not as big as a house.
Not as big as a house, but I am a gigantic man.
I guess for my list, it would have to be characters I'm trying to cosplay as. Like, this year for YomCon, speaking of which, it's in Detroit, Michigan from October 31st to November 3rd. You should go. You could possibly meet me. Not that.
And me!
And me.
And not me.
Hey, do you listen to this podcast? Probably not. But that's okay.
Do you like podcasts? Possibly. But you know what? You shouldn't. Because they're bad for your health and they have no vitamins.
But yeah, no, I'm gonna try and cosplay as a League of Legends character named Jax. And Jax is fucking sweet because he's the champion.
Yeah, he's a big black guy and he has metal arms.
Wrong Jax.
Dumb game. That's Jax from Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. But and for the future, I'd love to try cosplaying as Thresh from the same game.
Well, for the future, I'd like to cosplay as a beam of light. As a bean of pure energy, because it'd be the future.
When I lose some weight, I want to try cross-playing as Peacock.
Cross-playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, cross-playing is a thing.
What is cross-playing?
Yep. It's exactly it's what
when you
sounds
cosplay
like.
As a separate, as a different gender.
Oh.
As the opposite gender.
Can I do this?
You could cross-play as Ruthie.
Don't
God.
Don't
that's horrible.
Bring in people's names in here.
Yeah.
That'll just get edited out.
Anyways, if
it's really hard to edit when you've got like 5 different audio tracks.
Just clip it out of Tom's
just,
side.
Yeah.
No, just have it be like, yeah, just like beep.
Britney Spears.
Britney.
If I was gonna cross-play as somebody, maybe I would
Britney Spears.
I would cross-play. Maybe I would cross-play as Miss Fortune and then fight Kara to the death.
Ooh, that'd be intense.
Sexy.
Because Kara wants to be what? Nagyo? No?
Get ready!
Okay.
That's my segue. Go ahead.
Thank you. Kara, because she likes to talk in third person, is going to be Philia at Yomacon.
Because Kara is the best at the cosplays and also is a vitamin keratin.
But yeah, I was going to do Philia for this year's Yomacon. I still need to get... I was going to go shopping, but I woke up too late. But I still need to get her shirt. My mom and I are going to get fabric for the skirt. And then a black tie. And I need a hat. It's going to be hard to find. There's like a few things I need to find. But I'm almost done with her cosplay. And then I know that I'm cosplaying. It's not from a video game, but I know I'm doing my robot in November and December. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, look up Steam Power Giraffe, look up Fanbots. You will be amazed by what you can find.
Can I interrupt you?
Maybe. I'm still muttering.
Look up Steam Power Giraffe.
You know what? Shut your mouth, I can hear you.
You guys, I think you should look up Steam Power Giraffe.
I think
you should look up cosplaydeviants.com.
Shut the fuck up.
Another part to censor. Anyway, if I lose weight, I want to do Valentine from Skullgirls as well.
What weight?
Exactly.
Shut up.
Exactly.
I need to lose
weight.
You're
probably like the smallest person in this call right now, just saying.
Oh.
Not weight-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Weight-wise, too.
I am not comfortable with my weight.
But weight-wise, you're the smallest person in this call.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. Who else would I want to cosplay as?
I want to cosplay as Megas from Megas XLR. Because that's the bombingest robot I've ever seen.
Chicks dig giant robots. I dig.
Oh, maybe I would want to do Rabbit. That would be fun, but that would be a lot.
Why don't you cosplay as Hinata from Naruto?
Oh, no, I was also... Hang on, I made a list.
Boners!
Hang on, let me find it. Because I made a list of, like, all the cosplays I would want to do. And
hey,
Thomas
hey,
would get, like, the
hey,
instant boner when he saw
hey,
me.
Hey, why don't you cosplay as Hinata from Naruto?
I have to find out what that looks like.
Hold on, I'll get it, let me, like, get it for you.
Alright, while I look for my cosplays... Okay, here we go. Raven from Teen Titans.
Yes.
And Toph.
Yes! Toph, what about Bottom?
That was bad. You should feel bad.
Chill, guys.
I don't feel bad. And I'll never
feel
bad.
Hey, Hana-chan!
What were you doing there?
Oh, I thought you were going to do the, Not sure we're going to do the,
this?
What, we're not doing sexual noises now? I guess me and Thomas can do it right now.
What the hell's even happening?
Anyways.
Hold on, I'm trying to get this picture... For you. Okay, here's a full
size. What I really want to get is like
here's
those colored contacts.
Here's a full size one.
Oh yeah, we need like red contacts for Philia though.
There you go, that's Hinata.
I'm not linking it in the description, by the way.
Well yeah, look up Hinata Hyuga cosplays. Go look it up your damn self. It's not hard.
You probably do that.
But you know what is hard?
My dick.
I just asked that.
My baby deer.
No, stop.
It's not a baby deer, though.
I just got that.
Oh, thank you. My dick dick.
Excuse me while I drink water. I'm sorry.
Get the fuck out.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think of other questions that I could ask for all of us to answer.
Is it wrong that I still want to cosplay as Sai?
Sai who?
Sai the Korean singer.
Oppa, go fuck yourself.
I just want that suit.
Better than other Sai?
Exactly.
Sai-nee Spears.
Siamese kittens.
Brittany sigh.
Yep.
Kill yourself.
Good old fashioned ultra violence.
But who would I? I'm trying to think if I wanted to cross play with anyone.
Oh my god, would you?
You can count at, like, the spine, because that was like. But not exactly. I mean, that counts, I suppose.
About the honey, you're not the doll enough.
Huh, shut up.
With all the science floating around my head, life can get a little bit stressed. The fax machine broken. Boss is angry.
What the fuck did you just link?
It's a girl. It's an anime girl with big boobies who is barely clothed.
Great.
Good. I know it is great, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't hear anybody. I don't know who I would be. Oh, yeah, and I would probably want to do Peacock. I forgot about that.
I'll go as male Peacock, you'll go as female Peacock, and I'll just be like,
Femcock.
Femcock, yes.
You'll just be cocks everywhere.
I do kind of want to cosplay as Choji from Naruto, except not because...
Naruto!
Because I don't like Naruto at all.
So, I would cosplay as Naruto if you did that. I would cosplay as Shikamaru if you cosplayed as Choji.
I don't even know.
And I would be Ino.
Oh my god, we'd be Ino.
We're going cosplaying.
Dude, we just walk around going, Ino, Chika, Ino, Shika, Cho. Oh, fuck. How does it even go again?
Oh, yo, Shikamaru. Yeah, Choji. Does Ino seem a little bit off to you? How much you want for that? It's not big enough. I need him for my big...
Hey, baby.
...prestices.
What you doing tonight?
Are you guys referring to Naruto, the original series?
No.
I'm not.
What are you guys referring to, then?
Nothing.
Wow.
I made that shit up on the spot.
Oh, well, that's skill to make up complete bullshit.
I can't think of anybody I would want to crossplay as.
I kind of want to crossplay as, what's her name?
Oh, her? Yeah, I know her.
Shut the fuck up.
Because I don't know who would be good as.
Can I crossplay as your mom? Wait.
Oh, man.
Wait. Yes.
Like any of the girls from Dead or Alive, I would cross-play as. Great. Yeah.
Oh. Exactly. I think that's it. Any other questions we got, peoples?
A scale of 3 to 7, my butt.
-5.
On a scale of 3 to 7, on would you wreck this, I give it my butt. Just realized that Kara could do Misty from Pokemon, and she wouldn't have to change her hair.
Yeah,
like all she could do is like add like a little like point, like if you could make like a pigtail, like just one little ponytail on the side.
Oh.
That and then just get the yellow shirt shorts and the suspenders, and then you're good.
Yellow short shorts? I'm pretty sure they're jeans.
Yellow. And shorts.
Okay, I thought you said yellow short shorts. I'm like, eh?
Yo.
Also, May is fucking hot. Just saying.
So is that everything?
Favorite anime.
Oh, go fuck yourself. I don't care.
Panty and stocking with garter belt.
No. Get out.
What? No, why?
I'm just kidding.
I can't choose. Because I don't really have a favorite, because I have problems with everything. Like, I like Naruto the most, but I know the problems with it, you know? I like, I'd say Gintama the most. Gintama a lot, but I know the problems with it. I can't... Fuck. like Code Geass a lot, but I know the problems that are with it, so I can't really say it's my favorite. Which one's my favorite or not?
Mine is Paranoia Agent.
Never saw it.
It's a good anime.
Okay.
Watch it.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. No,
Easy.
My favorite anime is Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Go check your privilege of existence.
Jokes.
I can easily tell that you shouldn't be alive. Get out.
Oh, that show.
It's
an American made cartoon.
It ain't no animu.
The original Yu-Gi-Oh!
Like the one before card games, or...
No, the one that
aired with... Okay.
Because
there's Season Zero that didn't involve many card games.
That was pretty good, but I grew up with the original, with the first one. Season One.
Yeah.
Philip Reek. Who's Philip Reek?
What else? Shit, it's hard to. Yeah. Because on one hand, it doesn't listen to the damn that. Okay, wait! Oh my god, what is wrong with me? The fuck is wrong with me? Favorite anime of all time? Gurren Lagann. There. Done. And yes, that one has problems with it too, but you know what? Go fuck yourself. It's Gurren Lagann.
Okay.
That one's... It's over-the-top amazingness and just ridiculousness. Just overlaps it. Or just overshadows all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I liked that anime. Like, though, the one thing I didn't exactly like about it was, like how the fuck they got so much shit in the span of, like, a few episodes. Like, how they got a giant, big, ginormous ship within half a second.
Like, are you talking about these... Well, yeah, they did. They just weren't paying attention. You mean, like, towards the end of the show?
Well, show, like, it just their ship keeps getting, like, bigger and bigger and bigger.
Depends on what you're talking about, the first arc or the second arc?
Both, like,
the young Simone arc or the older Simone arc?
With the young one?
Oh, how they got that shit? Yeah, what's his name? Lord Genome tells you that he buried it all. He buried everything, including the people, so that he could hide the, well, never mind, I don't want to tell it, but he did it to hide things, and then Simone just found it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that was glazed over.
It was just done really quickly because it's anime and they have to, like, shove it in together in 24 episodes, so, yeah. It happens. Sorry, they don't have, they've only got license for so many episodes.
I license you for so many episodes in my butthole.
I am okay with this.
I will license you for infinity episodes.
Touch me. So, till I get
I will touch you in the frame.
Satisfaction.
It'll save every one of us.
Touch me until I get my satisfaction.
So it's
do it, work it, push it, pull it.
No.
What are you fucking sending me here? Do she got a booty? She does.
She done quaked it.
Oh, that filly a booty. That filly a booty.
Move it, shake your booty quaker.
Please.
But it's the filly a booty. Do she got a booty? She does.
Yeah, we have battle templates on pause right now, so we're just gonna listen to it now. Go ahead and go.
Alright, we're coming up to about an hour, so this is the end. This has been the battery cast.
This
is the end.
It's been downhill since we started.
Say your goodbyes, everyone.
Say your derpy byes.
My dick is rock hard. My dick is rock hard.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, I'm okay with this.
And stop recording.
Oh, yeah, all this. Stop recording? Oh, okay.
We should stop recording, huh?